So I'd like to officially welcome everyone to our Tuesday. We get together every first and third Tuesday of each month to talk about different tips and techniques and business building subject matter with Platinum Health products. So thank you everyone for joining us tonight. So that it's staying light out longer and people have things to do in the beautiful weather. So we appreciate everyone joining in with us tonight. My name is Amy Sandoval. I'm one of the owners and founders of Platinum Health Products. And we also have with us on the line David Sandoval, who's the other owner and founder of Platinum Health Products. David, welcome. Thank you for being on the call tonight.
Oh, thank you. It's definitely an exciting time within this company, I have to say, every day. There's more news, more good news, and we're really happy that each of you are part of our family. So, Amy, I know we wanted to review a couple of things that we think are really good news on the business building side, and then we want to open up the phone lines and see what other new comments that we, and I guess you could say the best ideas come from the members, and so we're going to hear what you have to say. If you've just joined the call, remember that we are going to leave the moderator line open, which means we're asking each of you to hit *6 until you're ready to comment. And that way, if you hit *6 now, and then when you're ready to make a comment, you go ahead and hit *6 again, and that will allow us to hear you. That having been said, I want to welcome Amy to the call. She is going to be our moderator tonight, as usual, on these calls, as well as the Wednesday night product education calls. So we've got some important news first to cover. So, Amy, why don't you remind people just about the replay line and some other things, and then we want to review a couple of the new policies we announced 2 weeks ago and give you an update on how those are progressing.
Absolutely. Well, the business building calls, we archive them in the back office. And as I hope most of you have received your newsletter in the mail in the last week or two, there's a whole section on the member network news insert that talks all about what is the back office. And so I strongly encourage you to call in, to get your login.
Hit *6 if you don't mind, so that we don't have to hear when you're talking to the people in the background.
So I hope everyone's gotten their member insert, and strongly encourage everyone to log in. If you've forgotten your login name or password, just please call us. You can call us at customer service. We will set that up for you. We can help you walk through using the back office. There's also some good information and diagrams on that network news that will show you how to get in and use your back office. And one of the cool or awesome tools that are available in the back office is the archived business building conference calls. You can click on it, play it right there on your computer, or you can download it into your iPod or burn it onto a CD so you can listen to it in the car while driving. So that is how you can re-access the information on the business building conference calls. Also, we would like to remind everyone that we have our product education conference calls every Wednesday night. We get together same time, same place as this number here. Every Wednesday night, it's 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. Those calls are available on the website as well as a replay line where the business building calls are just on the back office. So I did want to review a few of the items that we did talk about last week, and then we're going to open up, or excuse me, 2 weeks ago, and then we're going to open up the lines for questions and comments. One of the things was we strongly are encouraging everyone to sign up for direct deposit. If you are a member that has direct deposit, you already have your money in your checking account today, whereas people that are getting checks are just getting put out in tomorrow's mail. So it is a much more efficient way to be paid your Platinum Health products. Commission earnings, you don't have to stand in line, and it gets to you much, much faster. Also, if we have your email address on file, we sent you out an email notifying you what the amount that was going to be directly deposited into your account. So strongly encourage anyone, if you don't have direct deposit yet, to please sign up for direct deposit. Makes life much, much easier. Also, wanted to review the 15% instantized rebate that we launched May 1st. We've been getting some really positive feedback about that. Really excited. If you've ordered anything between now and May 1st, you have seen there's a new line item after the subtotal on your invoice that takes your 15% that you would normally earn back in commission, and it applies it right there as a discount. It applies it just as if it was a payment to your order. So you don't have to wait until your earnings accumulate to get your check the 15th of the next month. We are going to instantize it right there on the order right now. So if you order $100, you're only paying $85 for it now that we've instantized the 15% rebate.
Tell me again.
Now we've instantized the 15% rebate. No more waiting.
What was the $100 thing, though? That confused me.
If you order $100, you are only paying $85 out of your pocket because the 15% rebate instantized right there and gets applied as if it were a payment against your order.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
It does. So basically, if I ordered $133 worth of retail products, I know what you mean. After your member price.
Yeah, at your member price. Yeah.
Yeah, I get you. So if I order $100 at member price, then I only pay $85 instead of $100 and waiting for $15 to come back.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
Sorry about that.
Oh, no problem. Sorry, it's very confusing, huh?
No, it's actually awesome. I think that at first you think about it, it's a little bit confusing, but when you realize it's far less confusing now, when you look and you go, okay, this is the price I pay, that's net-net, and it's a nice discount. So I think most people are actually going to appreciate it. Oh, that's the feedback I've gotten anyways, and people really, really like this.
Exactly. Me too. So that's one exciting new development, and that came from member feedback. They asked, why do we have to wait to get the 15% back on a check? Why can't we have that now? So that we're excited to report that. Also, we have started a membership drive, and we've been getting many, many new members every single day. So we're very excited that the membership drive is going really well, and it's only been going for the first 2 weeks of the month, and we've signed up many, many new members. So Dave, do you want to talk a little bit more about the membership drive?
Well, I think the important thing is that we are really interested in bringing new people into this enterprise. I know, for example, there's two companies right now. One of them is Manatech, Forever Living, I think it is, and they've sold out, and a lot of their members are really disenfranchised, and a lot of them are looking around and they're finding us. There are other network marketing companies. I won't name their names, but they never fulfilled the promises that they had made, and we're a company that fulfills our promises. And we've got our long-term members out there, and they're sharing their stories. And so what we wanted to do was we wanted to give people a tool. If you're out there and you're aggressively trying to build your business and you're trying to attract new members to bring into your group and you want to give them an incentive to come into your group, what better incentive than, look, we are having a membership drive. And if you have 40, 400, 4,000 people in your downline and you'd like to bring them over to our enterprise now, there is no better time. And we're seeing that there are people out there, and they are bringing in every day. They're out there bringing in new people, and they're targeting these other companies that are weak, that haven't fulfilled their promises, and have expensive products and inferior quality. And now's the best time to be aggressive. Now's the time to get out there and to really, really go for it.
Absolutely. So should we explain a little bit how the membership drive is working?
Please do.
Okay. Typically, membership is $29.95. That is the standard membership cost to join. It's a one-time lifetime fee. For that $29.95, you get established as a member, you get input in the system, you get we assign you what we call a back office, and you get a personal website. And I just wanted to reiterate, we talked about this last week, that many companies charge between $10 and $19.95 or $20 every single month for the tools that we give for a one-time lifetime membership fee. So use that in your pitch, basically, or your selling points when you are selling during this membership drive, or for that matter, anytime recruiting anyone into the PHP program. But typically, the sign-up fee is $29.95. We are discounting that by 66% from May 1st to June 30th. So it's $10 to sign up, which by doing that, you do waive the $10 that you would normally earn when it's $29.95, but you will make 28% of the first order of product when the person places their order. Now, to qualify for the $10 sign-up, it has to be in conjunction with a $50 minimum order. So, in effect, you're going to earn $14 off of the commission, the 28% commission on the initial order. So in effect, you actually earn more than you would on just selling the membership at the $29.95.
Exactly. And more importantly, this is a tool that you use only for the people whom you believe. If you have somebody, you know, who's never going to build a business, keep making that retail profit, man. There is no reason not to. But if you believe that they could help you by building the business, then this is the best time to bring them on board, don't you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We talked, and this is, again, just a review from last week. We talked about qualifying your customer. And you don't have to go out and offer this, the membership drive, just to anybody. Because if they're not interested in the business, if they don't have time for the business, if they're skeptical, business, set them up as a retail customer and make the higher commission. Or maybe get them going with the product. The product speaks so much for itself. The product speaks so well for itself. They might become really enthusiastic in the next 30 to 45 days. And then you can close them in. You can ratchet them up to member status. So sometimes it's not necessarily best to lead with the whole membership thing. Lead them with the product and then convert them in to membership status. And you still have 45 days to do that. You still have 45 days to get the product in their hands, get them enthusiastic about the results they're seeing with the product, and then close them and then change them into the membership status.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So those are two of the really important changes and that we have made, and some of them are promotions, obviously. Some of them are permanent changes. One of them is a promotion. One of them is a permanent change. And we've actually got two or three other really good ideas that we've got on our, you might call it our, what would you call it, our chalkboard, right?
Right, absolutely. Well, I wanted to mention really quick, because I didn't earlier, we've also set up two new packages to make it easier to get to that $50 qualifying order. One is called the Basic Nutrition Pack. It's got the Organic Kamut Blend, the Papa Cherry, and Sea from Nature. And if you're talking to someone, you're not familiar with all the products, because it's hard. It takes time to get familiar with 40 products. This is something that we guarantee, if you get your person to comply with this, they will feel a difference. I know that from personal experience and from so many other people that we've talked to. So we've created what we call the Basic Nutrition Pack. It's on the website. You can check it out further. But the member price is $50.81, so it hits the threshold right there with that $50 minimum qualifying order. We've also created what we call the Food Pyramid Pack, and if you've ever been to one of David's live lectures, you hear him talk about the food pyramid and how Platinum Health Products has taken what we think is the best of the best out of every category on the food pyramid, and so we've selected products that fit into each category, being the Organic Kamut Blend, a Papa Cherry, Activated Barley, Master Amino for your protein needs, as well as the Organic Tropic Oil for your good fats and oils. So those are two packages that make it really simple to say, here, you've got in with your qualifying order. These are awesome baseline nutrition products. You are going to feel a difference with this. So go onto the website, check those out, recommend the Basic Nutrition Pack or the Food Pyramid Pack to people that you're just a little bit unsure of how to get them started.
Exactly, and that's what I was sort of in the middle of saying, is that we've gotten some really good ideas, and these packs, people called us and they said, hey, if people want to get started and they want to know, well, where do I start? I want to get started with Platinum Health products. I don't want to look at a whole catalog of 50-some products. I just want to feel good now, and I want to, you know, try out the products. I think that Basic Nutrition Pack is a great place to start. And obviously, if they want to dip their toe in the water just a little bit more, if they say, you know what, that's cool, but I'd like to try, you know, more stuff, then I think that the Food Pyramid Pack is, as Amy said, the very best from each category, and you really can't go wrong with that.
Absolutely, absolutely. So yeah, we want to thank our members, because you're out there in the field, you're working with people, you're doing it every day, you know, and so awesome ideas, you know, come from the field, and so we definitely value everyone's ideas. So did you have anything else to cover in the review or kind of overview, Dave, before we open up and see if there's anybody else with comments, questions, suggestions?
Well, I just want to remind people that one of the most powerful tools that we have right now is the website. And if you could get people to the website, to that homepage, they are going to see stuff they want to read about. They're going to read about the fast. They're going to read about the superfoods for supermodels. They're going to read about the different, you know, battle plans and the stories that we have there. It is a very compelling website, and we are going to keep it interesting. We're going to keep it fresh, and we're going to keep adding new information. And so I just want to encourage all of you to use that website. It is like, obviously, one-stop shopping, but it is a great place for you to, you know, for you to introduce people to our company without having to do too darn much talking.
Exactly, a wealth of information there on the website, and an even greater amount of information in the back office, which is available to members only. And we wanted to remind everyone that on the website, all the prices are retail. So if people order through the website, you'll be making the maximum, you know, amount of profit or commission. Once you sign them up, then they can order through the back office or through the website, either way, as a returning customer, and get their member price, the new lower pricing for their member status.
Another thing that Amy and I have noticed is that the I guess the excitement that came from my last appearance on television, the KTLA News piece, that we have a streaming video clip actually on the website, has offered a lot of credibility and a lot of sort of, I guess, momentum to what we've done. So Amy and I are dedicated to getting more involved in the media. We have some pretty exciting things coming up. I don't want to tip our hat, because you never know. You can be canceled at the last minute.
Right.
But we do have some exciting new media things coming up. You will be seeing this company in some pretty prominent positions. And so brace yourself, go out there, and help us to build this momentum, and we will continue doing everything we can to provide you with the tools and that credibility that comes from working with a very professional and dedicated group of people, and that's what Platinum people are.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we do our best when we do get on one of these media you know, scenarios, is to email it out to everyone, so you will have access, you know, you'll get to watch it, record it firsthand, and use it in your promotions, as well as capture the media and get it up on the website, so we can, you know, permanently archive it there, and that we can get lasting benefit from it as well.
And the last thing I'll say is, if you have not given us your email address, then you really need to do so, because there's a lot
of
communication.
You are missing out.
Yeah, a lot of communication that comes. It's the simplest and most efficient way of communication that will come through that through the email.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, cool. Well, why don't we now, we've gone through the review like we wanted to, why don't we open up the lines and remind everyone, if you have not hit *6 to back out, to block out your own background noise, please do so. When you're ready to talk or ask a question yourself, you can hit *6 the second time. It will open the line back up. And then that way it will prevent a lot of background noise, which makes it difficult for us to hear the questions and to answer and for everyone to hear.
And if you don't know whether or not you are muted, Amy, is there any way to tell?
Well, I believe when you mute it, it'll say you are now muted. It when you hit *6 for the first time, it will tell you, I believe, that you have muted yourself out.
Okay, great.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and open up the line and see if there's anyone out there that wants to share anything with us, question, comment, suggestion. I would like to say, as general, we definitely appreciate constructive criticism. If there's something that, I don't know, Dave, you mentioned this earlier, you could probably say it more eloquently than I.
If you have highly critical remarks or you have something negative to say about another member, we would prefer that you voice those comments in private to one of the management, either Amy or myself. Of course, constructive criticism is welcome, but if you simply want to, if you want to sort of, air your dirty laundry or something, this isn't the time for that.
Okay, awesome. So thank you, Dave. Anybody, any questions, any comments,
yeah,
any criticism? Go
I
ahead.
Do. I was wondering if you guys would have set up like where you could, when you pay for your stuff and pay for the vitamins and everything. I was wondering, instead of using like a credit card at the end, I was thinking you could set up like a checking where you could use, you take the money right out of your checking account, like some websites have. You choose
exactly.
Your credit card.
Like an ACH, like an automated clearinghouse, pull it from the checking account.
Yeah, if that's what they call it. Yeah. Because
okay.
I know some website, and I'd rather like have it. I'd rather take it out of my checking account than I'll put it on a credit card, and which I'm doing right now.
Exactly.
You know?
No, that's a great suggestion.
That's
and we're
awesome
going to mark it down.
Yeah. What's your name?
Joseph Pistachio.
Awesome.
Take the nut. I've called before on the educational call. So.
Yeah, fantastic.
I thought that would be a good idea. The first idea thing I came up with, I think, is when I come up with ideas, I thought of an idea at work and it wasn't a good idea. But,
electronic check, I believe,
yeah,
is considered.
So,
and,
absolutely. And, I will definitely look into that. That takes a bit of programming, but that is a very good suggestion because there's more and more people that don't want to get into debt with their credit card.
Yeah, but you give it a choice. You have like some websites have, all these, all of these department store websites, like Toys R Us.
Exactly.
They might have a choice of, know what I store it on? Which I've seen it before, was on Amazon.com. They had like, I bought something on there, and they had which I've seen before, and I was glad to use it. They had the credit card and then the checking. And because I wasn't signed up, I punched in my rotary number, my routing number, like they say. And then I know that they have, if you don't know what your routing number is, which I forget at times, a little thing will pop up. I don't know how they do it. Sometimes if you, it's like...
the routing number is actually the first digits on your check, so it's...
Yeah, the first one. Some people may
there,
not
you
know that.
Your routing number.
Yeah. And then the account number. And maybe a little window could pop up, click, if they don't know what the routing number is, and the... I kind of do, because I just did it, but, I forget sometimes.
Well,
exactly.
It's a great suggestion, and we will definitely do our best, and Mr. Pistachio, right, Joseph?
Yeah, I'm from New Jersey. I'm from New Jersey. You think
I never
would
guess.
I spoke to you about that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Joe, it's awesome to have such great feedback. We're going to put that right here on our list, and I want to thank you for participating tonight.
Oh, you're welcome.
Cool.
I don't know if anybody else is out there. I guess I'm the only one. I don't know. Is anybody?
Any other suggestions, comments out there tonight?
Yes, hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Jerome from Long Island.
Hi, Jerome. How's it going tonight?
How you doing, Amy? Hi, Dave.
Hello, Jerome.
Great. I have something I think is very important. I don't know if this was addressed previously.
Okay.
Something I have a suggestion I think that would be very helpful for all of us. It's I don't know if it's already in the works, but I would love to have a new box design, some type of design that's centered around Platinum Health products. And I don't mind if there's a minimum shipping charge, because I think it would offset, any cost will offset the benefits, will be offset by the benefits. I think from a standpoint of marketing, brand awareness, and also confidence in Platinum Health products when our clients or
members,
that would be very good. And also, I believe it will be good for protecting products during shipping. If we have, like, especially like when I receive the shipment on the certain items, and it could be like...
What did you do when you went out here?
You still there?
If you haven't hit *6 on your phone to mute out your background noise, if we could please ask that you do, that would be great. And when you're ready to ask a question, you can hit *6 again and you can talk freely, because we're getting a little bit of background noise.
Okay.
Are you talking about like a box, like an outer box, like the shipping container that would say Platinum Health Products, like thank you for ordering from Platinum Health Products inside of the order? Yeah, I think that I really like that idea. I think it's really, really professional. And
yeah.
I think that it looks really, really nice. I do have to tell you that we are an environmentally conscious company.
Okay.
And to make those white, pretty boxes, to be honest with you, we would have to throw away thousands of boxes that we already have. And we really don't. So what we try to do is we try to utilize and reutilize for the purposes not just of saving you money and not, you know, not having to add to the cost, but we always, because each package also might come in multiple sizes. Like someone might just order a cherry and somebody else might order 10 cherries and five, you know, fibers and four flaxes. And so we would, to do what you're asking, and I really like the idea, to do what you're asking, we would have to stock like 15 to 20 sizes of boxes.
Okay.
And have those printed and out of fresh paper. Whereas what we do now is we reutilize and recycle boxes that otherwise would go into landfills.
Okay, I understand.
Well, maybe as an offshoot off that, maybe like Platinum Health products on the tape or something like that. I've seen that before, like Amazon has a plain box, but the tape says Amazon or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Like a label.
Yeah, like a label where it clearly says, yeah,
that
this is from
great.
Platinum Health products.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that way when you get that box, it's very much branded, and it could look very professional, have our logo, and still, you know, and you know, if the tape is clearly, you know, put on properly, it's a great way of personalizing the box. Does that sound like it would work?
I actually feel the opposite. I like having the plain boxes. I don't like it. Like, I got a box from Nickin. It has big Nickin letters on it. And then I can't reuse that box if I want to ship something else. And I like just getting the plain box. I think it's professional. The products are professional enough. And I think that I like companies better that ship in plain boxes that can be easily reused for other things.
Also, imagine if you had a box that said it comes from Zales Jewelers, you know, and then...
and somebody wants to steal it. You know, Platinum Health products are pretty hot commodities.
Yeah, that's true. If you have a box that says Platinum Health, because where I am, they leave the boxes outside the door, and if it's a plain box, it's not very attractive to someone to take. Platinum Health, I'd have the whole neighborhood would be over here in an instant.
Well, thank you for that suggestion. I really believe that it's a good one, and I hope that you understand our recycling and our, you know, desire to make a lesser impact on the earth. But Amy, I like your idea about the tape. That's a great idea.
And that maybe accomplishes both goals, you know.
Yeah, that would do it. Anything to make us distinguish, you know, set aside from the competition, or so that when you receive it, it's like a brand awareness. Oh, it's this Platinum Health product. Okay.
Right, exactly, but not where it's so overly done that, we can't reuse the box.
Right. It's just, you know, it's, I think it's good that we being conscious about saving the earth, saving the trees. I think that's great, and that's a great idea, and we should be on that side. But I think the idea with the label would be a nice compromise, just something so that we see, oh, I know that, I know what that is, and that would be
a great idea.
Very
great
good idea. Well, cool. Well, thank you, everyone, for your comments on that one. Very cool. Any other comments, questions, suggestions?
This is Mildred Reno.
Hi, Mildred.
I've got three different areas here.
Okay, awesome.
I was introduced to another company, this is some time back, and I tried it. I didn't try the product because it had, I looked at the contents, and it was things that didn't agree with me. So I tried to return it. Well, that, the return policy wasn't what it should have been. So the thing is still sitting in storage, ready to be thrown out, I'm afraid. But they had an idea, and I don't know just what products might fall into this category, but their packaging was so you could take it on the go.
Like, was it a powdered product, or was
No. In fact, I get into storage, I could send some out to you so you would see it, if you'd like me to.
That would be great. Do you want to try to describe it just very quickly?
Well, they were in small packages.
Oh, like pouches, individual servings
pouches,
that you tore
yeah,
open.
Yeah, an individual serving where you could stick it in your pocket, your purse.
Yeah.
And that was their calling card thing.
So you could take some to work, you could have some at home, it's easy when you traveled, stick
yeah,
it in your purse.
You're out from morning till night, and, you know, that sort of thing.
Well, I'll have you know that Amy and I are currently working on something just along those lines.
Great.
It cannot be for every product.
Yeah,
but,
right.
But we're working on, we have actually purchased the machinery that does individual pouching.
Wow.
And we are experimenting with it to see which of our products might be fitting for that purpose. So,
okay.
I like that. Again, when you have individual servings, you have convenience. You also have an increase in packaging and handling and labor. And so, obviously, products that come with individual servings are significantly more price per serving. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like buying in bulk versus, like, if you go and you buy, you know, one orange, or you go and buy a bag of oranges, you know?
Yeah.
But the bottom line is that we are looking into it, and the convenience is oftentimes worth the extra price to people.
Yeah, well, I'm sure certain people would buy both ways, depending on their lifestyle, for traveling.
Exactly.
I expect to travel next weekend. And I'm saying, what do I do with my apothecary bottle?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, the liquids are a little bit difficult, more difficult, but the powders, I already have some plans in the works to be working on some of the powders. And then also, like the power shake that we talked about for the fast, some people don't like to open up four or five different containers, putting that in a pouch all in one.
Make them all.
Okay, so for that, all right.
Okay, you said you had a couple other suggestions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I understand that Europe is outdoing us.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
And how are they doing it, and can we learn from what they're doing?
Well, I'll tell you, there's three reasons why Europe's outdoing us. Number one is the people in Europe do this as a dedication. I mean, they spend hours a day working platinum as a business.
Mm-hmm.
They are not afraid to network with people and talk about nutrition, and so they're just more aggressive than most of our members are. The second thing is the Europeans have a very strict compensation plan. Like ours, you get paid out on all of your levels. You know, like, not all your levels, but on several, like, personal sales and blah, blah, and we don't make you do much to qualify. In Europe, it's set up stricter than that. It's more, It's a little more traditional as far as needing to, you know, recruit a certain amount of business each month in order to earn your check, so people are more aggressive for that reason. But the main reason is because I've been lecturing in Europe for, like, almost 20 years, and I had, you know, thousands and thousands of people chomping and waiting, you know, for me to start an enterprise in Europe that they could participate in. And so I think, Amy, wouldn't you say that has more to do with it than anything?
Education.
I think so.
Education.
I think you summed it up pretty good, yeah.
And they are more, what would the word be, attuned to better health and more natural than we are.
Yeah, what was the main reason? You said dedication, stricter compensation plan. What was the third, the main reason?
Is just my reputation in Europe that I've been building for almost 20 years. A lot of people are just very, very dedicated to me and my message, and they want to help me to spread that message. And so they just seem to be more, let's say, there's more numbers to start with. We started with a much bigger group than we did in the United States. But believe me, we are going to catch them, I promise you.
Absolutely.
We got some great people here in the United States, and we're including you all, and we're just a matter of time.
Exactly, exactly. So, yeah, I was going to mention, too, the number of years that you've been, you know, over there lecturing and stuff, and that at the same mark when Europe was started, the original European company that kind of merged into Platinum, or that came over into Platinum, at their three-year mark, probably doing similar volume as we're doing now, don't you think, Dave? Or we're probably maybe doing more.
Yeah, I think that what Amy and I decided to do in the United States is to take a very conservative approach, where we wanted to build on product quality, education, and the quality of our members. And Amy and I had many opportunities to go out and to recruit what they call big hitters, heavy hitters, who are going to bring in, you know, hundreds or a thousand or two people into our organization overnight. But what we were afraid of is that those type of organizations, they're not really faithful, they're not educated, they're not dedicated to what we're doing. They're dedicated only to making money. And we want people who are dedicated to living a long life free from disease, to helping other people to improve their quality of life, people who really care about purity and quality and the philosophy of whole food nutrition and the rejecting of drugs. And so we decided that Amy and I, we were willing to take a slower pathway to make sure that in the end, when we did become a really, really big company, that we built this company on bedrock and not on sand. And so we're trying to build something permanent. And when you build something permanent and lasting, it simply takes longer.
Exactly, exactly. Very well put. does that pretty much answer that, Mildred?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh, definitely.
And you said you had one other question or suggestion?
Yeah. I don't know what can be done about it, but I'll throw it out there. The people that live alone and are older, don't have computers, but they're interested in quality of life and living longer. Is there any way that group of people can be addressed?
Well, one thing that we do is we are trying quarterly, like, I don't know if you've gotten your Platinum newsletter yet, we're trying to send out a quarterly newsletter, and that goes to everyone's physical address by, if you will, snail mail, or we send it out regular mail to try to hit those people that we miss.
Okay.
With the email broadcast and things like that.
Okay.
We also do the telephone marketing. Some people love it. Some people hate it, reminding them of the conference calls. And that, you know, is, again, another, you know, non-electronic, you know, way to market to the people to try to invite them on to the conference call. Now, for the people to get the newsletter and to get the telephone call, they have to be registered in our database. They have to have ordered something. Basically,
uh-huh.
That's the way
so,
you get registered.
Yeah, I got one person that said the other day she called in. No, she's receiving your calls, but I'm not sure that she's called in. She has ordered.
Okay, so then she would be receiving the calls, and she should have gotten the newsletter if the address we have on file is current. And we were just talking about that today, about the importance of the regular mail for some items, although it's much more costly. The Internet is free, but we want to be able to touch the people that, don't have email. And there's still a big chunk of the population that doesn't regularly use email.
And here's the thing, Mildred. It's up to you to get on the phone and to make those calls. Because if the people don't have email, that means that they're not communicating in the most modern fashion, which is okay. I personally prefer to pick up the phone and talk to people. I prefer, to speak to people live. And so all I could say is that for people like you, it's up to you to get, to do what's called the grassroots approach. And that means lots and lots of phone calls.
Well, I'm still working, but I'm in the upper age bracket. And so I don't have the time to get on the phone to do this.
Oh, man.
But I know there's a lot of people out there. I know a lot of people who live alone and could benefit from this.
Well, I suggest that you make at least 10 calls. You'll find it doesn't take that long that you can find the time, because again, Amy and I are creating the opportunities, Mildred. Amy and I are spending our time on Tuesday nights, our time on Wednesday nights. We're taking the time to create the content that goes on to the newsletters and into the back office and all over the computer. That is a lot of hard work. And what we need to do is for you all then to take what we've done and to make it work for you.
Yeah.
And so if Amy and I could take the time after working, our full day to come on and do the call, we can only, this is the way that we reach people who don't have computers. This is why we do this live.
Yeah.
That's all we could do, though. We could only build it. We got to wait, you're the one who has to help us, get folks here.
Yeah. Well, I'll order some more brochures on the cherry.
Awesome. Yeah, exactly.
That worked for me because I can mail them out long distance.
And the CDs,
And I can do that at midnight.
Exactly.
Where I can't call people at midnight.
And Dave just said, too, you can request information packs be sent with the free CD to any of your friends. That maybe don't have access to the Internet.
Uh-huh.
So if you call into customer service and say, send this to my friend, we'll send out one complimentary CD and a catalog.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's
you
another...
You can call us with 10 names a day if you want.
Love to play with,
Or send out a list of addresses.